time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep and a safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon now, I hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am joining you from way up in the middle of the ocean at the Bermuda Triangle base here in Puerto Rico. Producer Forrest Connor is at the studio in progress on the coast of North Carolina. And this is when we usually talk to Miss Shelley Wright a little bit. But, hey, Shelley.
I think Shelley's here.
No, she's not here yet. Shelley is experiencing some inclement weather in North Carolina, and we think that's messing around with her signal. So we're going to keep trying to get her back into the conversation. And, you know, like we've told you before, I mean, we're going through a transition right now on this show, technically speaking, where we are trying to work out a lot of bugs as we get our new studio built and everything moving forward. So that's to be anticipated. But this show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Okay, so that's why we are on the air, because of Wright's Coin Shop. And that's, of course, the shop that is owned by Shelley Wright and her family in Asheville, North Carolina. They've been in business for over 40 years. And it doesn't matter if you're looking for gold or silver or other interesting things. I want you to write down their telephone number, 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. Or you can go to their website and get a map and all kinds of things that will show you how to access Wright's Coin Shop at wrightscoinshop.com. And there's also a link at speakingofstrange.com. to Wright's Coin Shop. And, you know, I mentioned when I was talking about the cave, I'm going to make sure that there are some pictures there of the cave that the pirate treasure, the booty, was supposedly stored in, the Cofresi Cave. All that at speakingofstrange.com. So now, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because, again, this is material that is not suitable for children necessarily or the easily offended. So bear that in mind. You might tune out, you might not want to hear all that, and we've got plenty of Dark 30 material for you this hour. It's a shame that Shelley's not here, because if she were, I would ask her if she had ever had a really bad first date that she could tell us about. Because I saw this story from Dover, New Jersey. And this is actually a Huffington Post story. And the headline is, Worst First Date Ever. Now, whenever you hear something like that or you read something like that, you're thinking, oh, come on. People go on a lot of dates every night. How extreme is it to say worst? Well, here's what happened. A New Jersey woman says she met a man on a dating website, which, fortunately, I was born at that point in history where to meet women, you still had to go out and literally meet women. You had to look at them in the face, and that's where the connection was made. I've never been associated with the internet dating scene. I'm glad that I'm just old enough to have missed all that, frankly, because maybe then I'd have a few more horror stories. But it says here, the Dover police say the pair went out for the first time. After returning to her home, the woman said she became occupied in another room, leaving the man alone. When she returned, he was gone. Also, her 32-inch 3D plasma TV, valued at $3,000, was gone. But you know what else was gone? Her dog.
What?
Her Yorkshire Terrier named Violet.
Violet!
The guy stole her 3D TV and her dog, and this woman actually claims that her dog was worth more than $4,000. So the woman says she only knew the guy as Joel. And
Joel,
that's it.
That I met on the internet.
Exactly. Doesn't even have the man's full name. See, that's how hinky this internet dating stuff can be. You bring somebody to your house on a date and you don't even know their full name. And she also believes he lives in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So the police there are searching for the man and the dog, and they're checking other locations that the short-lived couple visited for clues. So
he goes by the internet handle, Internet Dog Lover, TV Lover.
Yeah. Which, to me, that takes so much effort. I mean, doesn't something strike you as unbelievable about that, Forrest? How do you steal a plasma 3D TV and a dog?
And a yappy dog.
Yeah, while the woman is in another room. That just doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Well, what are you doing going to another room while your date is there?
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows what the plans were for the night. But that guy had his thieving method down pat, seems to me. All right, next story comes to us from, South Carolina, a place that you and I know very well. Says here, a South Carolina man walked into Walmart wearing nothing but his shoes. And he claimed that he went crazy after getting his hands on the wrong drugs. He told the TV station there, quote, "I've had a problem with drugs in the past, and I still like to do ecstasy once in a while." He went on to say, "I accidentally got methamphetamine instead from a drug dealer who was not ethical, and it made me crazy." So the 36-year-old says that he remembers going to sleep at his sister's house. The next thing he recalled was waking up in his truck in the parking lot of the Walmart. And he claims that he only realized he was naked once he ventured into the store to see how he got there and where he was. And when police arrived, he told them that he was looking to buy some clothes. So the guy was escorted out by police. They found some shorts in his truck, and they took him to jail. And he spent the night locked up on a disorderly conduct charge, and they bonded him out the next day. The guy is so embarrassed that he says at this point he thinks he's just going to move to a new town. Says he can't face anybody there anymore. He says, quote, "Not only do my friends now know I do drugs, the whole town has basically seen my thingy," end quote. His thingy is now a public spectacle. See, just Nancy Reagan and guys, just say no. Otherwise, everybody's going to see your thingy eventually. Here's a story from New York City. Another inspirational message for kids, straight from the Reading Rainbow, I'm sure. It's spring in New York City, and that means the city's topless literary club is back in action. Members of the outdoor co-ed Topless Pulp Fiction Appreciation Society bared their breasts in Central Park, and then again the next day in protest. Designed to make reading sexy. The reading material included some Pulp Fiction titles like Hunt Through the Cradle of Fear, Borderline, Abraham Lincoln, Presidential Sex Machine, and Moby Dick. It says here that they are trying to inspire people to read by making reading sexy. And don't forget, guys, we've talked about this on the program before. In New York, toplessness is legal. So a woman can walk right down the street with her breasts exposed, and that's completely legal in New York City. It's amazing that that's legal and you don't see it everywhere. But you know, Asheville is another one of those places where it's okay to do that. All right, here's another story. Headline, old grandfather on embalming fluid screams surfboard Beyonce style. Now, at first I was like, what does that mean? Well, okay, a man woke up in the kitchen and says, how the hell did this happen? Witnesses, and I'm trying to see, where did this happen? Okay, well, this was in New York also. Witnesses say an elderly man, high on embalming fluid, stripped naked and started screaming surfboard and, quote, doing the Beyonce while dancing. Onlookers, including small children, can be seen in a video taken as the cops were trying to subdue him and cover him up. People were horrified. Witnesses said the man had spent the whole night before getting high on embalming fluid, and they took him for a mental health and physical examination. Forrest, what does it mean when you do the Beyonce? Did you just jiggling your butt or something? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Once again, we're showing our age, doing the Beyonce. Yeah? I don't know what that means, but it must be something risque.
How about we do the break coming up?
All right, let's go ahead and do a break. And when we come back, we have to start off with a Florida story. And then we'll go to Maryland and a disturbing trend that I'm seeing here. Once in a while, we come across these characters called serial poopers. Yeah, well, it's happening again. This is the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Speaking of Strange, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the hour of the show when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, often more sordid and seedy, so consider that your warning. You may not want to listen to the content this hour of the show. Brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. ricecoinshop.com, and unfortunately we still have been unable to reconnect with Miss Shelley Wright, but we are continuing to try. And let me, before I jump back into these news stories, also mention that, you know, one of the things that keeps us on the air is the support that we get from people who go and buy these proven, tried and true products that I put my name to, that I stake my reputation on the line for, and one of them is the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home. And fortunately, the generator sales have continued to be very strong. As a matter of fact, just today, a guy bought a generator, a solar generator. This is the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. The guy bought a solar generator and then emailed me and said, there was a problem with my order. Can you please give me a call? And so I called the guy and said, well, the order came through just fine as far as I can tell. And he said, yeah, actually, I meant to buy two. And I said, oh, well, that's a good problem.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah. And so the guy bought two Sunshine Simple solar generators. He's in California. And that's the kind of response that we're getting, because the word's out, you know, that this is such a fantastic product to have when you think it's hit the fan. I mean, you know, when the power is out, you don't have to worry about relying on the grid. You can power the things that are important to you. So go right now to sunshinesimple.com and watch the free video there, and look at the options that we have for you. And know that when you purchase it, you're making a wise decision, that not only is this going to give you energy independence, but it is indeed also going to continue supporting our endeavors, supporting the show, keeping everything running. That's why you get to listen to this show for free. So back to the weird news here in the Dark 30 Hour. We will go next to a story from Bradenton, Florida. There we go. There's the Florida bell. Two detectives in Bradenton, Florida, may have flushed their careers down the toilet after allegedly breaking into City Hall to use the restroom. On the following Monday, a city official discovered that the locks on the door had been tampered with and ordered an investigation. The door was left unlocked all weekend, posing a potential security risk. Surveillance video showed a detective and an unidentified officer manipulating locks to open the door. According to a police report, the detective said he and his alleged accomplice reversed the latch of the door, quote, so we could use the bathroom and use the hallway as a cut-through. He told investigators he wanted to use the city hall toilet because the bathroom in the detective area was nasty and it was a better pooping experience to use the city hall toilets. For some reason, I can totally sympathize with this man.
I can too.
So, here I read this story where they're saying, well, you know, police officers, they can't be moral giants all the time. And then I move on to this next story from Maryland. A kid is in trouble there because he's a high school student and says here he might not give a crap about educators, but he did send about three craps to his vice principal, according to police. He's in some deep you-know-what after mailing his feces to the vice principal at least three times. The high school senior was arrested after police were able to trace the poo packages back to him. The vice principal there approached the school's security officer and the sheriff's deputy to report all the poop he was getting in the mail. And you know, they did their crack detective work and
they did their duty
and they arrested the teen outside a McDonald's where police found, quote, a large quantity of alcohol inside the suspect's car. The teen confessed to the crime. He was charged with 3 counts of disturbing activities at school and 3 counts of molesting a school administrator. And police noted that in this case, molestation does not mean anything regarding a sexual nature, but instead to maliciously bother someone. And you see how these sinister trends evolve once they break out as we look at a Texas story about a serial pooper terrorizing a Texas neighborhood. He was caught on camera. They said there's a guy in the U.S. who keeps just randomly pooing in garages and driveways. He has been dubbed the Fecal Ninja after being caught on camera only as a shadow. He has repeatedly emptied his bowels in the neighborhood of Woodland Heights in Houston, Texas, and so far has escaped unpunished. One of the headlines claimed, quote, neighborhood haunted by serial pooper, and it's not a dog. Another added, serial pooper deposits evidence in Houston suburb, end quote. So, the residents are obviously not very happy. One lady says, quote, it's very strange to come out to start your car and have a monster-sized steaming pile of poop by your car door, end quote. Police officers are looking for the poop traitor. And they say, you know, whoever's doing this obviously has something wrong with him mentally. They say that the Fecal Ninja brings paper towels along to clean himself up, but then just throws them on the pavement by his poop. He leaves carefully displayed, and yes, he and his bowels are still on the loose. Next story comes to us from Florida. There we have it. Headline, Florida man seeks legal right to wed his porn-filled computer. Now, I have not seen this new movie, well, a movie that came out recently called Her. Have you seen that, Forrest?
No.
My understanding is Joaquin Phoenix plays a man who falls in love with, I guess, Siri, or the equivalent of Siri, basically falls in love with the artificial intelligence inside his computer products. And this seems to be a real-life case of this happening. And obviously, you can imagine, got to be in Florida, right? Well, we're coming up on a break. When we get back from the break, I will tell you about the measures that this man has been taking to exchange wedding vows with his porn-filled computer. And then, gosh, I just have a whole stack of things from around the country. Philadelphia, well, rubbing, you know, you've heard of rubbing somebody the wrong way. Well, this guy was rubbing a lot of people the wrong way. And we'll just keep going from there because, hey, it's the dark 30 hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and speaking of strange and all of our dark and twisted and depraved stories will continue right after these very important messages. And speaking of strange, the Park 30 Hour. And I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. That's Wright's Coin Shop, owned by Shelley Wright and her family for over 40 years. And, you know, as, again, we are having some problems with our connections. We're broadcasting from all over the hemisphere here tonight. But you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com, where you'll find a link at SpeakingOfStrange.com, or call Wright's Coin Shop anytime at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. I also want to mention to you that, you know, earlier in the show, if you missed the story that I told about the success that I have personally had with the wishing machine, you need to go back and listen to that. Find the podcast. We have free podcasts for you at speakingofstrange.com. You can just download them as MP3s and listen to them on your cell phone, on your computer, and you'll see why that we have had so many people around the world buy these things and send us testimonials of enormous, uncanny success. So go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, and click the link there. Actually, well, there's a video you can watch first. Just watch the free video, and then click the link for more information on the wishing machine. So here's, again, this story from Florida. And it's about this man there, and he is seeking court approval to exchange wedding vows with his computer. They say some people are known to swear their unbridled love and devotion to Apple products, but this guy may be taking his passion a bit too far. The man says that if same-sex partners are legally permitted to, quote, marry the object of sexual desire, even if they lack corresponding sexual parts, end quote, then he should have the right to marry the sexual object of his choice. And that object, in this case, happens to be an Apple MacBook full of porn and all. Now, the guy claims that things got kind of out of control after he bought the computer, and he said that it just magically, and I'm not making this up, this is what the news story says, magically filled up with porn, and he fell deeply in love with his laptop. He said, quote, I was not provided with any warning by Apple that pornography was highly addictive and could alter my reward cycle by the manufacturer. Over time, I began preferring sex with my computer over sex with real women. Naturally, I fell in love with my computer and preferred having sex with it over other persons or things as a result of classic conditioning upon orgasm. That's what he told the court.
Wow.
Can you hear me scratching my head here, Forrest?
Can you hear me shaking my head?
I don't know. You know, I read a story like this, and a part of me thinks, oh, come on. You know, this is just some kind of a joke. This is ridiculous. On the other hand, though, I've been talking about how that here we are living in the 21st century. We're living in a day and age when I can be thousands of miles away from you and we're producing a radio broadcast, or I can jump on an airplane and I can go to New York in a few hours, etc. We know that on the horizon is going to be sex androids. Sooner or later. Well, have you looked into this, Forrest?
I've seen little blurbs on the news.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that they have the real dolls, which are fleshy, lifelike, full-size, two-scale female dolls. They're quite pricey. And I'm sure that, you know, there are mechanics that are put into place to animatronically, you know, bring these ladies to life, if you will. But you know it's just a matter of time before this artificial intelligence gets, like, properly implemented into one of these. And it is going to just skyrocket from there, and it's going to be like, hey, especially if you're wealthy, you buy your perfect android woman. And, you know, we're going to, it'll start with the sex stuff, but eventually she'll be able to, like, do your dishes and wash your clothes and sweep and mop and, I mean,
cook breakfast.
Yeah, and just be like the perfect, idealized little housewife there. Could it be that eventually that will lead to the demise of the human species? Because eventually, if people are just like, why should I breed with a human? It's so much more convenient to do it with this android here. We just stop breeding with each other, right?
You can turn it off when you see a zombie.
That is the most important feature of all, isn't it? Yes. You just let the batteries run down or something. Yeah. But I don't know. There's always something creepy about taking your most sensitive, intimate parts and entrusting it to a mechanical beast. You know? I mean, there's got to be a serious battery in there. There's got to be some gears and... I don't know. Putting you know, parts of your body in places that could be harmful is intimidating. But you got to weigh your options, I suppose. Okay, next story from Philadelphia. Talk about rubbing someone the wrong way. Police in Philadelphia are waiting for a warrant to be approved after a man was filmed pleasuring himself on a crowded city bus. Let's see here. The guy is sitting there touching himself, and a woman stands up and shouts at him, "Are you really going to keep doing that?" And then she alerts the other passengers. He's touching himself and exposing himself. The man appears to feign surprise and then denies that he touched himself. But then he starts making some pretty explicit comments saying, you know, why don't you come and help me out sort of thing, right? So that's from Philly. And then I see this other story from Philly. Teens gone wild. Concert goers get down and dirty on public lawns. According to this story here, teens left the concert in Philly because of a bathroom shortage, and then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. They say that people were they were frustrated because the porta potties were not living up to what they needed, and so hundreds of teens just start running through the whole community, urinating on houses, and one thing leads to another, as they say, and the next thing you know, all these teenagers and people are having public sex. They say that, you know, it just became a wild and crazy kind of just rambunctious scene where it was sort of like a boundary was broken, a boundary of behavior was broken, and that just opened the floodgates. And so the neighbors are in this community. I mean, they're just going bonkers, saying, "What the hell is happening? You know, people are running amok here, peeing, they're defecating, they're making sweet love all over the property." I mean, you can imagine what an interesting night this would be for, you know, the grumpy old man out in his boxer shorts and t-shirt, shaking his fist in the air, saying, "Oh, these damn kids, what is the world coming to you?" That's what's happened in Philadelphia recently. Okay, we're getting close to our next break, and when we come back, we've got three stories. Three stories I've saved for the end of the show, and, you know, all I can tell you is I'm just the guy reading the stories. I can't explain what's happening in the world right now. Maybe you'll have more insight when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program was brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You can go to speakingofstrange.com for a link to Wright's Coin Shop or give them a call at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And I also want to remind all of you that I now have some free audiobooks that you can listen to online. You don't have to sign up, or there's no little catch or anything like that. Just go to warrenaudiobooks.com. That's W-A-R-R-E-N, warrenaudiobooks.com. You can listen to Angels and Demons Beside You and The Oblivious Gods, and who knows what will appear there at warrenaudiobooks.com. So I hope you'll do it. So here we go, folks, the last three stories of the night. And mind you, this is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out right now if you think you don't want to hear this kind of thing, or somebody in the room doesn't need to hear this, okay? These are just some news stories, and yeah, I think you'll see the pattern here. Police in Telluride, Colorado, say they stumbled across a butane hash oil manufacturing operation. Now, we're talking about hash. That's an illegal product. After a suspect called them, called 911, because he said a pit bull had bitten his penis.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the guy calls 911. The deputies arrive. They find butane bottles, several trays of suspected hash oil, and other possibly hazardous materials. The suspect was taken to a local hospital. And they don't explain exactly how the pit bull biting the penis thing actually occurred. But, you know, I had a close call one time with the pit bull and my more sensitive region, so I can understand how this happens. Next story comes to us from Rock Hill, North Carolina. What's in a name? Well, let's see here. Mr. Smallwood was arrested after a police officer at the Waffle House there noticed that Smallwood was not wearing any pants. Rock Hill police said Smallwood was sitting in a booth flipping the bird at other customers. And when the officer went to investigate, he noticed the suspect had his pants down around his ankles. The officer ordered Smallwood to pull up his pants, warning him that any further inappropriate behavior would result in police ordering him to leave the Waffle House. He told the man he was trying to give him a break so he could eat his meal on break in peace. Smallwood pulled his pants back up, and the officer walked back across the restaurant to resume his meal. Not much time later, the officer overheard Smallwood talking about his penis to two females now seated near him. Well, you can imagine how all this went, and finally Mr. Smallwood was arrested and charged with public disorderly conduct. Last story of the night comes to us from France. An artist in France, oh gosh, you can imagine, this could go anywhere. Artist in France has been convicted of sexual exhibitionism after he went to the Eiffel Tower and danced around with a rooster tied to his penis. The 51-year-old man said that he is a citizen of the world, told the press that that was his outlet, a public performance, and the dance is meant to provoke. He said, quote, "Shocking is the first level we break through to get into understanding what is underneath the appearance of things," end quote. A Parisian court didn't exactly throw the book at him. It did not impose a penalty because he did not commit an actual sex act nor a crime, and no one even filed a complaint. But prosecutors wanted him at least fined, and, well, he thinks it was some type of an artistic triumph from the world. And I think that's going to do it for our artistic triumph tonight. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!